talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk to you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susan on the World Wide Web. Now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X, and sex, capital X. Is what we talk about here on Radio Susan, broadcasting live on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation from the speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. And here in the soul, I am with my brothers and sisters, Brother Max on the controls.
Good evening, Doctor.
Control me, baby. Control.
Self-control, isn't it?
Well, that's a big part of what it's about. Yeah, that is. Big part. And then there's just pleasure. And I have the pleasure of sitting across for two lovely ladies. First, we have Sister Lorelei Triple X, porn star, nurse, and all-around great cook.
Hi, Susie.
Hi, Lorelei. I'm looking at your Twitter here. Let's see. Most recent post. I need to get laid. Okay, that was like 4 days ago?
Yeah.
So?
Not yet. You need to talk to Brother Bromeo.
Brother Bromeo! What hath become of you? Oh, Romeo, Bromeo, wherefore art thou responsibility to get your woman laid? Okay, he can't talk. We'll find out later. But before that, I want to introduce Sister Sarah Sue.
Hello, hello.
You have a gangbang of boys here tonight. What's going on here? Is this
I come with a posse.
Are they all guys? Are you the only girl?
I didn't even notice
till I told you.
I don't even think about it. Girls are so rare for me, you know.
Girls are rare. Yeah, well, you come to be with girls.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I get my sisterly love.
Oh, yeah. You had some of that fatty deep.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, Sister Lisa is lubricating us with wine. And she is the producer. Sister Brandilio is talking to the mogul eye. Yeah, yeah, where's the mogul eye there? We're on Mogulus Radio, Mogulus TV on Mogulus.com. If you want to watch, if you're just listening and you want to watch, you go to Mogulus.com/Dr. Susan Block, okay? And we also have Brother Skip. He's slurping something up. And we have and we have Sister Luke back there. And let's see, Sister Felicia is taking your calls at 1-866-289-7068.
if you're in North America, and 213-749-1330 anywhere else in the world. And I probably have some other people here. Oh, yes, Brother David. Brother David is sitting there and wondering what he's gotten himself into. Wow. We don't know what we're getting into, because this is a kind of an improvisational show. Commedia erotica is what I call it, from my background in Commedia dell'arte and my foreground in erotica.
That sounds pretty well planned.
It really wasn't. But you know, it sounds that way. Or is it better when it sounds like it's planned than it is?
I think that one that you just said.
Yeah, I know. That's my problem.
Like, when you perfect outfit that looks like you just threw it together.
Right, but it does look good. Yeah, I'm the one that looks... Wait a second. You look like it's planned, but it's not, or something. Okay. Well, anyway, I have a sort of a planned call here, in the sense that Rob and Lisa...
Ooh.
Are our New York fun
New
couple
York fun
that
couple.
We originally met on. They're online, too.
I've been Twittering with them.
And everybody has. Yeah. I think their threesome has grown into an orgy.
Oh, yeah.
Twitter sex. A Twitter sex orgy.
They're cool.
All right. So let's say hi to Rob and Lisa. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, Rob and Lisa.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
I'm doing great. I'm all excited and anticipating your story of what happened with your latest hot threesome.
What would you like to know?
Well, okay.
Did it just end?
I mean, there's an awful lot there. Where would you want to start?
Okay, first of all, was it with the usual guy?
Yes.
The usual guy, the boyfriend.
The 10-inch black man.
10-inch black man. There you go. Sarah has it.
Yeah. I like to put it into a nutshell.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely. And is he big in that department too?
I'm sorry?
The nutshell. I mean,
does he have big nuts? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Thank you for translating.
Who cares? Who cares how big the nuts are?
A lot of people care about the size of the nuts.
Really?
You know, I don't.
50 on our clowns versus balls. What's scarier?
On a personal level, I don't really have a preference, but I happen to know that it is a big deal to a lot of people out there. So
I did not know that.
For men or women? Well, mostly it's not a big deal to women. That's the thing.
Oh, it's to men.
Because the ball doesn't go anywhere. I mean, they don't go inside. They don't get really...
No.
They do a little knocking up against things every once in a while.
But who needs more knock?
Your balls are too small. I don't get enough knock. Well, Annie Body used to say she loved danglers.
Yeah, she used to love danglers. That was one of her things, was danglers.
Right.
I remember that.
Okay, so is your boyfriend a danglers or what?
The perfect.
Okay. All right, how many orgasms did you have, Lisa?
Still orgasming.
Oh, still orgasming?
That didn't sound like Lisa. That sounded, that voice.
That's her orgasm voice.
No. Lisa.
I'll be honest with you. She pretty much, when we start, doesn't finish for a long, long time.
Wow.
Well, I have to say, I'm jealous.
Where is she?
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, there she is.
I'm here.
I want to hear your voice. How many orgasms did you have?
I'm still orgasming.
You're having an orgasm right now?
Yes, last night, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no joke.
What is that? Is that some tantra stuff?
No. It's just a really good lover.
I don't know. Who can orgasm and call a show? That's not very believable.
Oh, no, wait a second. I orgasmed while hosting a radio show, so it is very possible.
Okay.
Yes, it's very possible.
You're
but
very gifted, though.
Well, perhaps Lisa is also gifted.
I'm ungifted.
So am I. I'm ungifted.
You are orgasm challenged, you girls. That's why you're here.
Yes, we're here to learn.
But Lisa, what's your secret? Do you have any orgasm tips for girls that, you know, have a little difficulty, like, jumping off the cliff?
Yeah, 10-inch black men.
Damn! I knew it all along.
Wow, that's... I don't know if that's fair.
Totally legitimate.
I have one of those.
That's not true, because I've been with a 10-inch black man in many of my videos.
There you go. I'm sure you have.
And
name names.
C.J. Wright.
C.J. Wright? Okay. How did you do with him?
Keep naming names.
Keep naming names.
Well, I want to know, how did he give you an orgasm? Not.
No.
No? Okay.
But I gave him one within 5 minutes.
Well, you have to because you were doing porn.
Well, no, he was supposed to hold out. Most men hold out.
They, that's what, you made him prematurely ejaculate.
Yeah, I did.
You seductress, you. Oh, my goddess.
Well, how often do you orgasm in a scene? And was it just...
I don't. I'm very... Well, Brett Romeo says I need a jackhammer to actually orgasm, so I don't get to orgasm that often. Mostly, I have to do it myself.
Mm.
So I'm...
A jackhammer, you mean like a literal vibrator, or...
I was thinking of, like, the jackhammer position that the guy...
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've never heard of that making a woman come.
No, it's more of when, like, oral sex.
Oral sex.
But even with regular sex, I don't really orgasm.
No.
And if I do, you have to hit the G-spot just right, or else I won't. I'm challenged.
Do you have one of those little curved G-spot stimulators?
I do.
A finger, right. Anyway, all right. Well, Rob and Lisa, congratulations on another great, male, female, male threesome.
Maybe we could talk to the other guy next time.
Yeah,
oh,
could
that
we?
That would be nice.
I don't know. We could. We could conference him. Yeah.
Keep him late.
We could possibly conference him in.
No. You should just keep him in the bed.
Well, could you do it next Saturday night and keep him there? This would be for our anniversary. Next week's going to be our anniversary show.
Anniversary show. So, we want to hear the action next week.
Are you guys going to come do it on next Saturday night? Do you have a plan? Make a plan?
I don't know.
We probably will make a plan.
Let's make this plan right now. Let's just work it out.
An on-air orgy. You guys have your threesome, and then we'll have people here.
Right. It'll be a dual thing. And I want to hear this 10-inch black man.
Yeah, I'd like to hear him.
So I imagine
like
he
sounds like that.
Right. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk to him, and we'll tweet you back now.
All right.
Okay?
All right, well, you are an episodic segment now.
Yeah, you're like
the
recurring characters.
Show. Yes, you are. You're recurring characters. You are now stars.
For people to walk in once every...
Well, we love you, okay? And you guys keep having orgasms, Lisa, and let Rob have one now, finally, okay?
Thank you.
Happy cuckold weekend. Okay.
Bye.
All right. Interracial sex is very, very hot.
Their story is great.
Keyword department, right?
The keyword
department, racial
we
sex.
We don't have an interracial picture.
No, we should. You're right. It's a little controversial now. Like, what is the big deal with interracial? See,
is it really controversial?
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, it's like, what is interracial? Eventually, we'll all be one race because we've been fucking each other so much.
I like
we'll
that idea, too.
We're just
going to
blend.
Currently, we are different races.
Some of us are. Obviously, Lisa and her big 10-incher are. Okay. Vive la différence! Okay, so now we have Jitsy Lumpkin. Now that name, she's on line 3. That is a name that sounds like country bumpkin, but it's actually a very sophisticated, beautiful lesbian attorney, entrepreneur, whatever you're. Right. That was
let's talk
mangled
to Jinsy.
French. Jinsy, yeah. Hello. Jinsy?
Yes.
Hi. Welcome to Radio Suzy One.
Oh, thanks so much.
So I met Jinsy on Twitter. On Twitter, she is Diggy Romp.
Digi,
excuse me.
Digi
like
Romp.
Digital,
yeah.
Excuse me.
Okay.
I, yeah. You know, I like when I see the I want to say Diggy, so I did.
I know.
Okay.
You got to remember Digirom.
Digi Romp. Okay.
Yeah.
And she manages to get nipple on Twitter.
We need nipple on Twitter.
Well, you know, we could have nipple on Twitter, I guess. You don't have a problem with that?
No, I haven't had any problem with it at all, shockingly.
Mm. Well, every once in a while I see a nipple on Twitter, and yours is very nice.
Guy invited me on the show because I showed the nipple.
Yeah, that stood out for me. It's a very delicate, beautifully presented nipple. Very nice, very nice.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
And you seem
all my nipple shots be that way.
You seem like you're just a fascinating woman. I mean, incredibly sexy, practically a porn star, kind of.
Oh, well, thanks. Not porn star. Practically.
Practically.
A porn star.
Practically.
Yeah. I'm technically a porn producer. So.
Okay. And you're an attorney.
I am. I'm, in fact,
counselor.
I'm licensed in Florida, and I'm going to be sworn in New York next month. I just found out yesterday.
Oh, in New York, not California.
I'm pardon?
We want you in California. We need
I
all
know.
The attorneys we can get.
Oh, we love attorneys, especially female, sexy-sounding ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what kind of attorney are you?
I do fashion law. Actually, so
fashion law.
Fashion law.
I love it.
That's a thing.
It is a thing. I work with designer models, and I do, you know, track some kind of business law for them. But it's solely for clients in the fashion industry. So
wow, that's so hot.
That's
I see a TV show, mm-hmm. The Fashion Law Attorney. Somehow
it's copyrighted immediately.
Definitely, this is so hot. But I mean, you are a TV show in and of yourself. Your whole life, here you are. You're a fashion lawyer, and you also produce lesbian porn.
Erotic entertainment.
Excuse me.
Nobody likes the P word.
You use porn.
There are so, you know, everybody has their feelings about pornography.
Right?
But,
she has the same.
You know, I love it.
I use it kind of back and forth. I use both words.
Right.
So, I like the porn word. I want to
yeah,
go on
Sarah
record.
Really likes to use
I
porn.
I like the word porn.
Yeah, you use porn all the time.
Porn.
Mm. She eats porn for breakfast.
I do.
I do eat porn for breakfast. I want a shirt that says that.
Copyright that shit, too.
Okay. Porn for breakfast.
I'll drop the copyright
porn flakes.
Right now. I'm on
porn
that.
Flakes.
Porn flakes, absolutely. That's what you need for that thicker sperm, or what the guys always want, thicker sperm, you eat porn flakes.
It sounds kind of gross if
it
you
does.
Break it down.
It totally does. So what kind of porn do you make? I mean, we know it's lesbian porn, but does that mean it's really just for women, or guys can watch it, of course, right?
Men can watch it. So basically, we are producing the first series of porn that's shooting this summer, and it's going to launch in September with a brand new website. And so, you know, definitely we always are about authentic lesbian erotic entertainment. So, you know, we have ladies having fun with ladies, and you know, it's sort of my mission to show the fluidity of women's sexuality, and also, you know, a little bit of I think tasteful female masculinity, because you haven't seen that a lot in the
yes speaking of tasteful
for that.
Tasteful female masculinity, is that what you said?
Yes, female masculinity.
Yes, does she have tasteful female masculinity, this Jincy here? Look at Jincy, and you see the nipple,
she's,
right?
You're really
and
hot.
Look at this this hairstyle is amazing.
Very glam.
I love this. I mean, you are a fashion lawyer. What kind of hair is that? It's like, Brand, you would appreciate this. This is something kind of twist
like
in the front of the head.
You know, it's like you take 1940s, 1950s hair and you want to bring it up to today.
Kind of.
It's kind of retro fast forward. That's kind of the aesthetic that I like.
You have to do a seminar here at the Speakeasy. In,
oh, I love that.
Yeah, yeah, you should come
that.
Out here. When are you coming out to L.A.?
I absolutely love that.
When?
When? When you send me an official invitation, I'll be there.
Okay, we're now doing a, you know, an improvisational invitation.
No,
so
we'll put it on letterhead.
Don't worry about that.
Absolutely. You know, anytime, really, I would love to.
Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
How did you get into the industry of porn?
Okay, so it's interesting. I was working in a law firm here in New York, and I started writing a sex blog in January of 2008. And at the time, I was also maintaining a blog on fashion law. And my sex blog was anonymous, and from the time that I started it, I just saw a crazy amount of traffic and interest that it got, and, you know, I just wanted to figure out a way to build on that and kind of take on this whole mission that I have of trying to change the world's attitudes about lesbian sex. So, you know, that's how I got into it, really. I mean, I've always loved porn, and I loved sex, and I wanted to figure out a way to combine the love of all that, my love of writing, and make it something bigger.
Do you have a girlfriend, like a regular...
Yeah, I do, yes.
And did she do this with you, or is she...
Oh, no,
she had a whole different thing.
In the porn, I just produce it. No, she doesn't. You know, she has a normal, regular day job, you know, a Fortune 500 or whatever, and she does her own thing, and she supports me, so, yeah.
Well, you are incredibly hot. Your site, I'm looking at it, Digirom.
Digirom.
I know, I can't do it. I just can't. I think the right thing, and I do the opposite, and then I screw it all up.
It happens all the time to me, don't worry.
Okay, digiromp.com is where it's, and follow her on Twitter, too.
Absolutely, yeah. Twitter / digiromp.
Digiromp.
Yeah, digiromp.
Right.
And I wanted to remind everybody out there listening, just tell them that digiromp is a free social network for lesbians. And it's for you to share erotic experiences. Really hot stuff going on there all the time. Lots of ladies talking about sex and, you know, happiness and all that stuff.
Let me just ask you something while I've got you here.
Follow me on Facebook.
Jinsy. You probably get asked a lot because, of course, I'm sure that lesbians love erotica just like everybody else. But
yes.
There's so many men that love lesbian erotica. And how do you, as a lesbian, feel about all these men getting, you know, your lesbian erotica?
I think that's fantastic. And if they do, I think that, you know, especially the stuff that is my vision to make. I hope they do. I hope they do watch. They get aroused. I hope they get off. I think that it's time to see, you know, women enjoying more than just, like, giving blowjobs on screen, you know. There's enough of that. Great. That's great, too. That's what gets you off, but, you know, it's time just appreciating the amazing range of sexuality that we have as women.
And there is an amazing range of women on your site. I'm just looking at these pictures just going
by
one after the other, and they're just, you know, some of them are very feminine, and some of them are androgynous, and I mean, they're just gorgeous. So,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of lesbians sort of want to get away from men. I mean, you getting into the field of lesbian erotica and kind of knowing that a lot of your customers are going to be men. Do you?
Absolutely. And I mean, I love guys. I have a brother. You know, I connect very well on a friendship level with heterosexual males. And, you know, it's funny enough, like, I'm kind of the first lesbian that they meet, you know, and they want to ask me all these questions and they're very curious. And then, you know, it's really interesting for them to kind of experience the world through.
When did you discover that you were a lesbian?
I was 24 when I knew for sure. And, I went through kind of years of sleeping with women and, you know, dating men, thinking of maybe, you know, would get married one day. But the second basically that I slept with the first gay woman, I knew, you know, there's no going back for me. And
really?
Gay, as they get.
I bet you broke a lot of male hearts.
Oh, I'm sure.
At that time. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. And so did you, you know, did you have to come out to people, or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had, a whole coming out after that. And it was difficult and painful sometimes, but totally worth it. And, you know, now, you know, I'm out there, my family, you know, loves my girlfriend, and they, like, beg her to, you know, come and visit. So, you know, I'm happy that it is.
Go ahead.
I have to congratulate you on that. I know it's one of the hardest things. I'm bisexual, and coming out to most of my family was very hard, and I still can't come out to the half. So I have to say it's very hard, and, you know, it's a good thing. It's like a weight lifted off your shoulders.
Absolutely. I mean, I think when you can, you know, you live your life in an authentic way, and you can confront, you know, lifelong problems like that, it's always good. You're breaking bad patterns that, you know, won't continue to go on for centuries and centuries. That's my feeling.
Okay, well, we're proud of you, and we're glad to connect with you, and you're hot. I mean, you know, whatever you are.
I've been on the show. I had a great time, and yeah, everybody, girls, come for DigiRomp. I would love to have you there.
Do you have any piece of advice for girls that haven't come out?
Well, yeah, think long and hard about it. Don't let anybody pressure you into it. It's a decision you have to take on your own, and, you know, you really need time. So when you're ready, do it, and, you know, seek out support. You know, I was in a situation where I didn't have a lot of support. You know, I would definitely encourage people maybe to go to therapy before they come out so that they have a therapist with them as they're going through that, so that they have a support network. I would say would be my biggest piece of advice for coming out.
And this is not a paid announcement, by the way, even though we are therapists here that help people with that. Yeah, great. So how long have you been on Twitter?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, maybe six, 8 months now.
Yeah, and have you had any sex?
I haven't yet. Everybody keeps asking me about this. There's a whole conversation on the website.
It's a new hot thing.
Like, Twitter twats and stuff, and, like, I just haven't done that. Have you guys?
Well, yeah. No, there's different ways to have Twitter sex. You could Twitter about sex you just had. You could Twitter back and forth to someone in a cruel way so that you're kind
right.
of, it's kind of like, you know, like phone sex, but through Twitter.
Right.
And then there's just, on Twitter Sex Tuesday, we often say,
wait,
you know,
wait a minute.
Who we like on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
We've
got a hashtag. On Tuesday, you need to just Twitter something sexual and then do hashtag Twitter Sex Tuesday.
Oh, I totally will.
Okay.
Teach me, doctor. Teach me.
And teach me, baby. I want you to teach me, though. I don't know.
I know, right?
Especially how to do that hairstyle. That's what I got to learn.
Hey, it's so
That's
easy.
A great one.
Yeah.
All right.
When I come out for the speakeasy thing, I'll, you know, we'll do each other's hair. It'll
definitely. Maybe a little more than that if your girlfriend isn't looking. Okay.
Jinsy
Lumpkin. I want to talk to you more, but I got to go. And, you know, we'll keep in touch, you know,
absolutely.
Through Twitter and radio. And when you come out here, we'll have a big coming out party for you.
Oh, fun.
All right. Here in L.A., La La Land. You got to make it in L.A., baby.
I know. Thanks so much.
Okay,
guys.
You take care.
DigiRomp.
Okay. And you are listening to me, Dr. Susan Block, on Radio Susie 1. And I'm here with the Bonobo Gang.
We're going to go to a commercial for
And let's go to a call.
And we're going
to
be right back, so don't go away.
Sure, let's do that. Yeah. Do we still have Steven online?
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. You need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie 1 on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Hi, I'm here in my studio with Sister Sarah, Sister Lorelei, Brother David, and Brother Max, and some other brother over there. What's your name? I forget.
Steve,
that's my
Steve
brother's
Rude.
Name. That's my actual brother name.
Oh,
God.
Brother,
oh,
Steve.
It's such a family. And if you would like to talk to us and join the family, our number is 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068 if you're in North America. Anywhere else in the world, you can call us at 213-749-1330. That's 213-749-1330. So do we still have Stephen on line one? Should we take him? We also have Bassy Sexpert, but Stephen's been waiting an awfully long time.
Who do you want?
Let's try Stephen. Sassy Sex Crystal, just hang on a moment, and let's just see.
Line one?
Yeah.
Line one?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Hey, Steve.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, ma'am. How are you, ma'am?
I am well, Stephen, and thank you for addressing me as ma'am. I feel verified.
My name is Stefan.
Stefan, excusez-moi. Stefan.
Oh, it's okay. One question, are you familiar with San Pedro?
San Pedro, the city?
Los Angeles.
Yeah, because I'm near San Pedro Street here.
Right, I know all about
San
Pedro.
But I don't really want to talk about that because I don't want anybody to come over, so forget it.
Oh.
Okay, let's talk about the city. Okay, never mind. Okay, Stefan, go on.
Yes, ma'am. A friend of mine told me about your web address, and I called. I've been dating a girl since June 9th, 2001 at 7:35 p.m.
Very specific. Thank you. That's very close to my birthday, which June 10th. But anyway.
That's pretty specific.
Yes, ma'am.
That's very specific. So it must be fortunate somehow.
And, we've been dating, and she calls me a lot, and I call her a lot. And in fact, we just did lunch today.
Excellent.
Really large surmounting problem. I do want to get married and everything, but I am totally ashamed of the male part of my body.
That's a problem.
That's common.
I was growing up, at the age of five, my mom used to tell me things like the ugliest, most putrid thing in the world is the male parts of the body.
Really?
If a man shows a woman, she wants to vomit.
What?
Wow.
What?
Ooh,
well, your mom.
She's a bit of a throwback. Moms used to say things like,
what?
He sounds very young. I'm surprised to hear this from this
My mom
age.
Said that blowjobs were just a sin,
there you
know, under God.
So this one was just a little more descriptive. Got into the little vomit.
The vomit thing? That's like, all right.
My mom used to tell me if I ever get an erection to put icy hot on it.
Oh.
Icy heat, you know, that,
Jesus.
That kind of...
Oh, my God.
Ooh, that stuff that makes hurt burn. Like, okay.
Yeah,
and let me ask you a question, Stefan.
You know, I go to the doctors.
Stefan?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have a religious background?
I'm Roman Catholic.
Okay. Okay.
But, Roman Catholic has nothing to do with what...
Not really. It just helps us. I mean, there's certainly people of every religion that go overboard and really commit what I would call religious sexual abuse upon their children.
My mom wasn't as religious as you think. She was. She didn't really care about going to church or not.
I see.
She was just anti-penis on her own.
She had this kind of phobia.
I have a problem saying that word you just said.
Miss?
Yes.
Say it for me right now.
That thing.
No,
come
penis.
On.
Penis.
Say it. Penis.
When I go to the doctor.
Penis. Say penis.
Whoa. We gotta just stop. Take a deep breath. Breathe.
Well, when I go
Take
to the
a deep
breath.
No.
Penis.
Stefan. Stefan.
Please say penis.
You have to stop.
Please.
Stop.
When I go
penis.
We don't want to hear anymore, Stefan. We're not going
to
keep interrupting you. Just stop. A deep breath.
Just say it.
Shh. Take a deep breath.
Kitty.
Penis.
Wait. Kitty?
Kitty.
Yeah, kitty.
Yeah, I have cats.
You have cats. Okay, but that's not a penis.
Oh,
that's a kitty.
Damn. Penis.
Okay.
That's pussy.
Or pussy.
Cunt.
You know, you could say pussy.
Kitty's not any sort of euphemism for penis.
No. That's the other thing.
Yeah, that's weird.
So
that's vagina.
What do you have, Stefan? The thing that your mother called dirty. The thing that your mother called, you know.
Penis.
Penis. That's close.
That's close. No. Wait a second. He said penis. Don't be such a, you know, a dominatrix.
No. Penis is, you know.
Let's move on. We got something.
Okay, we can move on. Okay. You think penis
is
something.
Okay. We'll get there. This is hilarious. Come on. I'm sorry. The fact that you said penis gives me a right to laugh.
It makes me think of penicillin.
That means he was just
sex.
fucking with us. That's right. Okay.
August 3rd, I'll be 50 years old.
Really? The young voice.
Penis.
I don't believe it. 50?
Yes,
okay, calm down. We've had enough of...
No, we haven't.
Maybe you have.
Go ahead. Think that's a theme tonight. First we talked about the 10-inch black dick.
Yep.
And now we are on to
this is
the
totally
man who can't
a
say
cock
penis.
Episode. Can you say cock?
Like a rooster.
Yes, I can
there you go.
See,
when I
good.
Said it was like a rooster, he could say
I can live with that.
Okay,
cock.
So how can we help you? Let's cut
cock.
To the chase because I have a woman waiting on the line to talk with us.
I'm sorry, please forgive me.
Stefan.
I bet she can say penis.
I bet she can. I bet she can do more than that. Right, so Stefan, okay, let's give him a chance. You're going to have to sum it up, get some help.
Where do I turn to?
You turn right here. Just what do you need? What do you need to do?
Well, who do I go to find out about not being so embarrassed?
Well, you come to the right place. You really have. And we're going to help you with this, Stefan. First of all, we've already started by getting you to say penis on the radio.
And we're pushy.
And by getting you to just kind of loosen up. And see the humor. You know, sex is a comedy. Sex is a comedy, not a tragedy. Every once in a while, the comedy leads to tragedy. But for the most part, people don't die of sex.
Or some penis.
With me, it's embarrassment.
I know, but embarrassment can be fun. The opposite side of the coin of mortification and vomit is excitement. It's a roller coaster. You're either going to vomit on the roller coaster, or you're going to have a great time.
Or both.
Which is it going to be? Or maybe both. You know, I have had that experience.
I have some advice. Is it Kenneth?
No, it's Stefan.
Why did I think Kenneth? And I'm only saying this because Susie seems not want to give a sales pitch, but I feel that, truthfully, you sound like someone who needs therapy, like actual therapy. You had a bunch of, like, bad experiences with your mom. Now you have these things you can't do, and you need to talk about it and overcome it. It's really not going to happen in a 5-minute conversation on the radio.
And now we'll cut to a commercial.
Right, we'll have privately with a therapist, and that's actually what we do, and we're not quite as...
clinical psychologist, or...
Or us, you know? Dr. Susie is a sex therapist, so she can talk about these things, and privately it's a little more intimate than when we're all getting drunk and laughing on the radio, you know? It's something maybe you should talk about to someone.
What do you think, Stefan?
Yes,
what do you think?
I get so nervous about it, I want to put a bike over my head.
A bike?
A bike?
A what?
B-A-G.
A bag.
Sorry, I just pictured a bike.
A bag, and what would the bag accomplish?
It would hide my face.
What's wrong with your face?
I don't want to, you know, like when I go to the doctor's, and the doctor has me drop my pants, I want to hide away from him having or her having anything to do with that.
He really wanted to tell the story. Well, he tried the whole time to tell that story.
Yeah.
You know, that happened to me the other day. I was at the doctor's.
That's a very, very intimate experience.
She made me drop my pants. And then she played with my balls.
I feel so ashamed.
And then she stuck a finger up my ass.
That's a little intimate.
You know? I said, what are you
doing?
They
did to us, too.
Yeah, they do.
Did she buy you dinner?
No, she didn't. She should have.
So, Stefan. You have a girlfriend? You've managed a girlfriend role?
Yes, ma'am.
And does she know about you?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Great. Well, you know, you might need a therapist. Or you might just be able to work your way through this, calling us every once in a while on the air. Because a therapist, of course, costs money. I don't know if you've got that.
Would that be a clinical psychologist, or what kind of therapist?
No, this
well,
is a penis therapist.
You didn't call a clinical psychologist here.
No, we're
you called the love doctor.
Yes, ma'am.
And I work a little differently. But a clinical psychologist would also cost you money. You know? And I think you are far gone that you would certainly... What? You're interrupting me.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
I think you're... If what you're saying is your reality, then you are far gone enough to benefit from any kind of therapist, even from talking to a minister, you know, because your hatred of your own genitalia is extreme. You know that. Do you know that?
I don't even want to talk to anybody because I'm embarrassed to even talk about it.
Well, but it's called a radio show, so you're not that embarrassed. In fact, I think that there's a side of you that is excited by your own embarrassment. And that's not a bad thing.
No,
that's not a... Yes, it is. Because otherwise you wouldn't have called a radio show.
Well, I'm thinking of my girlfriend.
Of course.
And I do want to have children. I've always thought of having children and
yes.
being kind of the Robert...
You should. You should do
everything.
You should do it all. And you know what? You have to do it with your penis.
Penis.
You have to do it all.
Wait,
and you
my
have
cue.
To do
penis.
It with your penis.
Penis.
You have to do it with your arms and your legs and your brain
and your
ears
penis.
And your nose and your, you know, your heart.
But here's the question.
And your penis.
Penis.
Your penis is a part of your body.
Penis.
Penis.
Okay.
Is he, if he has kids.
Is there anyone in this room who can't say penis?
Penis.
Penis. Penis. People love saying penis.
Penis.
Love it. You know? And they love... And let me tell you something, Stefan.
Penis.
Stefan.
Stefan. Stefan's new name is Penis. Sorry, go ahead.
Stefan.
Stefan. Yes.
So people have kind of...
Penis.
They're enjoying you so much that you can't say penis because they love to say it. It gives them an excuse to say it.
Penis!
And you are actually functioning as a kind of erotic clown now for everyone.
I bet he's stroking
square.
It. No,
we all have put a big penis hat on your head.
Yep. Exactly.
A big hat on your head that looks like a penis.
Where is the penis
so
hat?
So the longer
we need a penis
we
hat.
We have a penis hat. We have a big penis hat.
I do
hat.
Have a penis hat.
Yeah, we're going to send
my,
it to you, and you have to go to work with it.
I got Holland in Amsterdam. It's a beautiful hat shaped like a penis.
If he ever has children, are you going to have your children embarrassed of their genitalia as well?
No.
No.
Ah.
No, he's going to say, this is your penis.
Yeah, how can you accomplish that if you can't tell them what it's called?
You have to change. How are you going to change?
That's
you didn't... Your mother... Your mother didn't... You feel the same way as your mother. She couldn't say the word either, right?
Oh, no, she could say the word, and then she would put her... finger down her throat.
All right, okay.
You know, I think you could start the change right now if you could just say penis. That would be the first step towards a whole fucking change.
Right.
Penis. Can you suck in? I want to say fucking penis.
Oh, don't push it.
Oh, I want to push it.
Hey, as long as you don't get angry at me.
No,
we're so
we
not angry.
So happy.
Just say it. That would be great.
We will bless you.
Say penis.
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 No, penis.
Did you say penis?
Penis.
That's even weirder.
Penis.
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 That's disgusting.
We've had a breakthrough.
We have.
Had a breakthrough.
That's really good.
Penis.
That's great.
Penis.
Wow.
Penis.
You are so cool.
I want you to be able to say that, you know, whenever you want.
Anyway.
Sometimes to yourself,
Stefan.
Penis.
How do you feel?
Penis.
Nervous.
No, don't be nervous.
Well, it's okay. Nervous, yeah. What else do you feel?
Just
that. Okay. Take a deep breath. Feel good all over as you breathe out.
Okay, I'm
stopping
the breath.
Down. You're good.
He likes to follow orders.
He likes to be a comedian. You're sweet. Breathe out.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, Stefan.
Okay, Stefan, are you in San Pino? No, you're in Pennsylvania.
No, no.
I'm from Pennsylvania, Stefan.
When my mom died, my dad was 80 years old. and I moved back to Pennsylvania to help take care of him because nobody else would.
Aw, you are just winning our
just
hearts.
He passed away. He was 92 when he passed away.
Wow.
He was
wow.
12 years.
Wow. Whoa. Well, you are going to live a long time. You know.
What do you do for a living?
Well, you have to be honorable to your dad.
Yes. We won't argue with that.
That's right.
He gave you life.
He was
with his penis.
Number one person in my life.
Exactly. With his penis. If it wasn't for his penis.
Penis!
You wouldn't be here.
Right. So always remember that.
Of course, now in the days of in vitro fertilization, sometimes that's not all true.
Well, you still need a penis to shoot something out.
You need a penis to shoot it in a test tube.
Yeah, they have to touch their own penis in order to make that happen.
Yes, it does come out of a penis.
Our penis is away.
Penis is involved.
Our penises are important.
I didn't touch mine.
You don't even touch yours.
Well, that's the next thing we need to fix.
How do you urinate?
Wait, how do you urinate?
Sorry?
How do you urinate?
I use my hands along my front of my hips, and it just shoots right in.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
That's pretty good.
Shoots right in. He's a regular penis cowboy. Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, that makes me so sad.
But it is. It's.
You have to wash it at least. Don't you wash it? How does that feel?
When I get in the bathtub.
You just soak
you
it.
Just let it soak, and that takes care.
You need to start touching it a little bit. It's yours, man. No, it's yours.
Take control of penis.
You and the penis are together forever, no matter what you, no matter how much you try to avoid it. It's like there, you know?
It's going to be there.
You should just show it some affection. You only have one life, and you only have one penis, so.
You need to enjoy yourself.
We've got all the lines up here, Susan.
We've got all the lines lit up. Stefan. Stefan, we have made you say penis tonight, and that's about all we're going to do, even though these girls, my missionaries, Sister Sarah, Sue, and Sister Lorelai, they just want to change you.
I know,
they
it's
just
so
want
sad.
To convert you tonight. They just want to have sex with you tonight.
I know.
Because he is a little sexy. All right, but we got to go, okay?
Touch your penis.
Stefan, touch your penis tonight. Think of Sister Sarah, Sister Lorelai.
Touch your penis.
And me.
No.
Touch your penis, Stefan.
Touch your penis tonight.
You need
okay.
to touch
I'll
your
get
penis.
Angry if you don't. But he's not going to... agree to it. I don't even want you to agree to it,
touch
Stefan.
Your penis.
I want you
thank
to just think about it. And let's
food.
Just let him go. Don't even agree to it yet, Stefan.
Thank
Hold
you.
Out. You're sexier that way.
Touch your penis.
Okay. Hang on. Okay, so let's talk to...
Say three Hail Marys and touch your penis.
Hail Mary. Okay. Let's talk to...
Dr. Carter's touch
that
your penis.
That was some call. I thought it was going to be a
okay.
quickie, but...
Not here. Who do you want?
Sassy Expert on line two.
Line two?
Crystal. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Crystal.
Hello.
This is the Sassy Sexpert, correct?
Yes, it is.
Welcome to Radio Susie One.
Well, thank you for having me. That was a very interesting conversation right before me. I don't know how to follow that up.
Can you say penis?
I think I can definitely say penis.
Yes! There we go. Now we got that out of the way and we can move on. Because I think we need to. It's like we need
to.
That was something. I thought it was going to be like one of these quickies. He was quite a case.
Yeah, he was.
I just think he needs to, you know, hear that a lot of women think the penis is a very beautiful thing.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Well, he's probably listening right now, Sassy Sexpert.
I hope he heard that, because I forgot to tell him that.
I do hope he heard that.
I think
you know,
he is.
I think mothers can do quite a toll on people's sexuality, so.
Yes.
So, thank you for having me on.
Well, I want to hear more about what you would say to Stefan there. I like how he called me ma'am. I thought that was kind
of it's so sub of him.
I think you were right on the target when you said that he... took some sort of joy in being embarrassed about his penis.
Right,
like
he was into humiliation.
Yeah, I saw that. He was really into humiliation.
He was really, he was just
definitely.
Taking it. He
and
wasn't hanging out.
And I think that definitely you honing in on the religious aspect, right on. I know for the reason I'm interested in this field and, you know, going into sex therapy as a career is because I was raised Catholic.
Ooh,
the sexual training is,
another
the
Catholic.
Nuns. Right.
Yeah, it's
and those priests.
Really rampant.
Right. So were you a victim
really, of... I think I would just, you know, I think you guys were right on it. I think him starting to say it. I don't know about the girlfriend. I'm kind of concerned about the girlfriend in this situation.
She sounded imaginary to me.
I don't know how long I would stick around if a man wouldn't show me his penis, so...
Yeah.
She must be very patient if she actually exists.
You know, we didn't get too deep into the girlfriend.
Well, he said he was 50, so she's probably 50 or something, and, you know...
I mean, but... I would still think she would want to...
She might just, you know, go on.
They might have
chase
sex and it just be in the dark, you know?
And he never touched it. Just only she touches
only
it.
Only she touches it, you know? But it must be very hard.
I don't know, you know? I think we have to talk to Stefan again. I hope he calls back. He's just such a case
in
this day and age.
Advice is right on, and I definitely think he's into humiliation, and he needs to accept that. And, you know, I think definitely maybe him washing his penis in the shower is the first step.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was weird.
Yeah.
There are so many first steps for Stefan.
Yeah.
I mean,
really
saying
are.
Penis
and
on the air,
too
certainly.
Late, you know, just because he's 50, I think maybe he feels like it's maybe kind of late in the game, but he can definitely start at any time.
But, you know, wasn't
life
it funny?
A,
didn't
you know,
he sound much? Didn't
he
sound
young.
Much younger than 50?
Yeah.
But I believe that because guys like that, they do. They sound young often when they're.
Maybe sex ages you.
It does. It matures. Like fine wine.
Well,
experience.
The thing is that men with deeper voices, you tend to have more sex. So maybe there's some sort of correlation with the higher, younger voice, too.
I don't know. But
lack of sexual experience.
I mean, he almost sounded like he was a virgin, and whatever that stereotype means, and that would translate into sort of a higher pitched voice. But anyway, he. He's
you know what I
want
to know? You were about to ask our sassy sexpert about her religious background. I want to know about that.
That's true. Let's stop with Stefan. We'll talk to him next week.
Or we'll talk to our next caller about Stefan.
Sure
right.
I'll call again.
Well, that's true. But sassy sexpert, Crystal, you were saying you had this Catholic upbringing, and I was wondering if you were a kind of a victim of religious sexual abuse.
I'd say I definitely was. I think in some aspects it was, although it was a blessing because it made me aware of how much sexual oppression there is in the world, and that made me so devoted to sex therapy and accept sexualities. So in a way it was a blessing, but it definitely did victimize me, the church for sure, but also just, I went to Catholic school.
Did you wear a uniform?
Excuse me?
Did you wear
a
Catholic schoolgirl uniform?
Yes, I did. I wore it.
That Dr. Susie's dad.
My
made
dad
them.
Used to make those.
He used to make
those.
Really?
I made Catholic schoolgirl uniforms. So
I used to have to wear them when I went to school.
See, I didn't have to wear them, but I did because he made them. So, you know, because
I
went to public school and wore them.
I prefer the jumper. And I don't see
oh,
that
the jump,
often,
yeah.
I just realized that might have set me on the road of sex therapy.
Yeah, you were
you know?
Sexual
yeah, I think
young.
So. I think it did for me.
The Catholic school uniforms, those little kilts and...
I went to a Christian school and I had to wear a uniform just like that. So I'm,
I
hated
not
that
just
uniform
Catholic
as
school.
A kid, but now as I got
and
older,
I
I'm like, oh, that's kind
of
sexy.
Still have Catholic school girl uniforms in our closet.
You were in a convent?
No, I said I bet we still have the Catholic schoolgirl costumes in the closet.
Oh, in the closet. Oh, yes. Oh, okay.
They should come out of the closet.
I'm just thinking about a convent and having Jinsy.
No, I did not go to a convent, although my mother liked how I was going to become a nun when I grew up.
Well, we had earlier a lesbian kind of attorney and a lesbian producer,
her.
And I was wondering how might do in a convent, you know, get all the girls going.
Oh, my God. Hot nuns.
Oh, yeah.
I think that sounds like some sort of porno movie, if you ask me.
Mm.
But,
so I met her on Twitter, and I met you on Twitter. The only one so far tonight that I haven't met on Twitter was Stefan.
Wow.
So Twitter's still not getting the good cases yet.
Well,
they're getting all sane people.
No, this guy is not has caught up to penis, let alone Twitter.
Yeah.
So okay, but you're on Twitter, and
well,
have you had Twitter sex?
No, I actually have not.
No.
I guess I'm kind of. I didn't even think of it as a concept until I heard you speak of it. Creative.
Well, I mean,
don't feel bad. I haven't had
you can
Twitter
be kind of
yet,
exhibitionist
either.
About it.
Yeah, there are different ways to define it.
Maybe it's because I'm not an exhibitionist.
Well, there's also like, private direct messages, you know.
Yes, of course.
Well, yeah, that's true. I guess no one that I've wanted to have Twitter sex with, I've found on there.
Well, now, wait a second. Twitter sex, I have to define, okay?
Yeah, it's something.
It's not only about, you know, shouting out who you want to have sex with. That's just the follow Friday similarity of Twitter sex.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter sex, you could quote some, you know, sexual expert, or you could quote yourself. You could give out a piece of advice for the day and just say, hashtag Twitter sex Tuesday. This is my greeting. Like,
well,
now
what's the hashtag? Twitter sex Tuesday, or is it sex?
I don't know. I use Twitter
I think
sex
it's Twitter
Tuesday.
Sex on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is.
Because Twitter Sex Tuesday takes too many letters from you, and then you can't pull Quinn there.
I'm not sure. And there's competition, you know, that happened up today.
What?
From something called Sexy Saturday.
Sexy Saturday?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Isn't this mind-blowing?
It's like we're kings. I want to go kick Sexy Saturday's ass.
No, I joined Sexy Saturday's ranks today.
Oh.
I just hashtag Sexy Saturday. What the fuck? You got to speak different languages. We started the Twitter Sex Tuesday. That doesn't mean we don't join in on the Sexy Saturday.
You know, someone asked me to join Suck a Dick Saturday.
Okay.
And I got to say, I was the first person on Twitter to use Suck a Dick hashtag. I was very angry one day, and I said, so-and-so can suck a dick.
Okay, back to Sassy Sexpert.
Yeah, we need Sassy Sexpert
anyway,
Saturdays.
You join us. Just say something sexual and hashtag Twitter on Tuesday.
I can do that.
Okay. Now, you say sexual things all the time. You just don't want to shout out the particular people that you find hot.
There's just one.
Oh, just one. Oh, no wonder.
Well.
Oh, okay. I mean, you can just, you know, shout out.
An actor.
Yeah, but, okay.
He's an actor?
An actor. Like a famous actor?
Yes. No, not really. He's on 30 Rock.
Oh, well, that's quasi-famous.
Tracy Jordan?
No.
Kenneth? Tell me you like Kenneth.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm like, honestly, I think he's just, you know.
Kenneth?
Very, very attractive.
No.
I don't know who you're talking about. Back to you,
really?
Sassy sexpert.
Yeah.
Crystal, tell us about you.
Well, I'm an ex-Catholic schoolgirl, kind of focus on sexuality for my bachelor's and
now
going
do you
on
kind
my...
of focus on sexuality or are you like a sex therapist or
well no I'm not yet. I'm actually pursuing my master's degree in couples and family therapy this fall. I actually just got accepted to my college of choice.
Congratulations.
And so I'm kind of going through the process so far.
What college?
At an AIDS organization for the past.
What college are you going to?
That I went to. I'm an alum of University of Arizona.
No, you said you got accepted to your college of choice and then
University of Oregon.
Okay. What did you major in?
Liberal studies with a focus in gender and human sexuality.
Gender and human sexuality. Okay. What did
exactly.
you do your paper on?
Excuse me?
Well, what did you do you know, your thesis on? What did you focus on?
Well, for my capstone for my bachelor, I actually did a year-long study on third-wave feminism and anti-pornography and pro-pornography views, and I tried to find like a middle ground for hegemonic pornography.
For what kind of pornography?
Hegemonic, like mainstream.
Mainstream
so basically
pornography.
Any pornography you would see out there not produced by a feminist.
Uh-huh.
So I was kind of exploring feminist pornography and mainstream pornography in a nutshell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, there's lots of feminist pornography, of course. I would say,
yeah.
You know, our Jinsy there was a feminist pornographer.
And yeah, I don't know exactly. If I would call that feminist just because it was lesbians.
Oh.
Well,
hair splitting. Okay, maybe not.
Right? I mean, when I think of feminist pornography, I think of...
There's
I don't know what I think of. I just can't say it.
Of?
It's so un-PC.
But, I just think of who are feminists. I mean, I'm a feminist who make pornography.
I generally think that feminists don't want to objectify women, therefore they make a porno with no hot women.
Okay. No, I don't think that's... I think feminists just want women to take responsibility for their lives, for women to not be children.
Right. Well, there's definitely...
But how does that even apply to porn?
All the time. Because in porn, for the most part... We're all talking at the same time. We have to go one at a time. So let's be kind and let our speak.
Yes, okay.
Okay. So, sassy sexpert?
Well, if you just in one aspect, most pornography is produced, directed by men. And so if we have more female directed, produced pornography, that's kind of feminist in of itself.
Just because, wait, is it targeted towards men still? It's directed by women?
No,
but...
it's actually targeted towards, more towards women and couples. There's more storylines, too, in the feminist pornography. So there's actually some sort of story in the movie.
I think that there's different kinds of feminist pornography. And
well,
some is
true,
like the Candida
like
Royale kind, which is aimed at couples.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
And it's, you know, I love
How
Candida.
How is that feminist if it's aimed at couples?
Well, it's what it is it's got a major story going on and a lot of feeling. And there's also feminist pornography that is very core and has no story and is just women who are, you know, maybe supporting their children, you know, without a man in their life, and they're feminists because they're working and they're making porn, and who cares who's buying it?
Can I interject here real
quick?
Well,
and also, this pornography can be, like, the inclusion of, you know, if you think of porn as, like, a certain type of woman, like the big breasts, you know, blonde hair, and, like, showing different types of women's bodies.
Despite hot women theory.
Well, there's all kinds of hot women nowadays. I mean, there's all kinds of hot women nowadays. I'm jealous. When I was a kid, it was only one kind. Barbie. Go ahead, Max.
Well, I just read an article on online magazine, and basically feminist pornography now has come to mean that the chief executives, the most chief executives of companies today are women. And so feminist pornography, just pornography made by women.
And doesn't it come down to economics? Doesn't it come down to are women
and equality
benefiting
right
from economically? I don't know. I think it does.
But pornography has probably been the most...
Otherwise, how do you define the feminism of it? It's like...
Like in life, the feminism. Like a woman should be able to be a CEO of some company as easily as a man, regardless
right
of if it's a porn
exactly
company or
right
a financial... or a fucking railroad company.
That's
right.
You
know?
Why I feel that... What
so
makes
why is it feminist pornography?
What makes it feminist is women being the producers. To me,
right,
that's what makes
what
it feminist.
It comes from sex positive.
Ugh,
sex
does that mean it's feminist tech corporation run
by
a woman?
I think
so,
a woman
no,
producer,
no,
take a woman
mean,
like
you know,
Lizzie Borden,
woman
is name?
Producer, feminist.
The name? Lizzie, the one who worked Dark Black or whatever, Rob Black, the ones who got busted. And she makes these movies that are really just awful. In a way. I mean, like women drinking vomit type thing.
Well,
you know. But they are, she is making them, and she's working with women, and who knows, they're probably not really drinking vomit. They're just making these movies that are creative efforts that perhaps are preying upon the perverted fetishes of men out there, but they are the creative efforts of women who are putting money on it and doing it in what I feel is the all-American way. I consider them feminist.
All entertainment, all religion preys
and,
on...
You know, I also think that it's about adding, like, women's voices, too. That's, you know...
Exactly, women's voices. And women have different voices. And
you
sometimes
know what?
A woman's voice
to be
says,
treated differently. That's
sometimes
so weird.
A woman's voice says, tie me up. Okay?
That's
a woman's
true
voice, you know? And that's
no,
what the
and
new
that,
feminism recognizes. I think.
This is a very, like, debated topic among feminists. There is no black and white answer to this. It's really complicated, as we see.
Oh, let's make an answer. Let's say... No, you're right.
I'll make an answer because I consider myself the ultimate feminist because I would never call myself a fucking feminist because that just sets you apart in the fucking first place. There shouldn't be feminists. There shouldn't be misogynists. There'd just be humans. We all do human things.
But we like to talk to label, and so we label.
I don't want a label. I'm just... Do the as high quality of work as a fucking... If there was a really smart chimpanzee that programmed, then I would say, I make higher quality work than that chimpanzee, and that man, and that other woman. You know? Who cares?
Right.
Well.
I mean, there's as many feminisms as there are women, and a lot of women choose not to call themselves feminists. I choose to call myself a feminist. But this is a very debated conversation. You know,
and I'm bored with it already, so let's move on.
I have to pee really, really bad. Okay. Can I have a break?
Right, and we're going to take a commercial break.
We are
going
to take a break, but we have to say thank
minute.
You to the sassy
summer. You're really pretty
we
awesome.
We have others.
Okay, okay.
So I'll Twitter
thank
you up.
We're going to talk to you. Plus next week, it's going to be our anniversary. It's going to be my 17th wedding anniversary. Can you call next week?
Wow.
All right. Give me a sassy suggestion for what to do on my 17th wedding anniversary night. Could you give me some kind of hint? You know, sassy sort of suggestion. Okay.
I might come up with a playlist for you.
I love it. I love it. The alarm is ringing, and so I feel that I have to go into
something
else.
Need to talk to someone about something
which
you
I'm
can't
doing.
Talk about yeah. with anyone else. You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block. And she's not back yet, so my name is Max, and I'm the engineer. And she'll be back with us, and I hope you're enjoying yourself. And no matter where you are, make sure you clean off those computer screens, because you know what happens when you watch them for too long, right? After many years, your skin starts to fall off your face. Yes, and your hoose starts to look down this way. It's called the radiation. Radio radiation. Here she comes, my doctor and your doctor. Doctors. Wipe off the screens, take out the tissues. You're listening to Sex Radio. Hot Radio. Radio that touches you in places where no other radio ever touched you before. Right between your legs. Yes. No, Doctor.
Deep inside your heart.
Right between your ears? Ah, that's where we are. This is Radio Susie One, and I'm Susie, Dr. Susie, and Sister Susie. Here we are at the Speakeasy with Sister Sarah, Sister Lorelei, Brother Silent Dave, and Brother Max, Brother Brandilio, Brother Skip, Sister Felicia, Sister Lisa, Brother Bromeo. And now, if I have forgotten you, you can spank me. Now we have, okay, I believe, do we have, yes, one of my other Twitter goddesses, Sabrina Morgan. Hello? Sabrina? Line one. Sabrina.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. Welcome to Radio Z1. So, how are you doing?
I'm actually sitting here sucking my pussy, of all things.
Of my cat all is things.
In the room. Of all things.
Here, kitty, kitty. Oh, that's hot. Don't stop, don't stop. Where are you?
It's already purring.
Oh, yeah. Purring. She's talking about a cat.
I'm awful.
Well, it's still a sensuous
thing. My dog was starting to...
All touch is good.
All touch is good. That's right. Well, maybe not all touch, no. There is some not so good touch. But as far as touching yourself, probably, well, even then. The cutters, those people, some people, they harm themselves.
Ugh, I love cutters.
Yeah, see?
I'm a cutter lover.
You are. So you feel all touch is good.
Like pain touch?
Well, some pain touch is good. I would find it cutters.
I think there's a time and a place. And if it's an ongoing problem, it's
Let's talk about Sabrina.
Yes. Don't get me started.
Okay. Sabrina. So you're there petting your kitty. And where? Are you in your bedroom? Or are you in your
Actually,
office?
Actually, I'm sitting in my office.
You're in your office. Okay. Are you an office girl?
Sort of.
I'm an office girl.
Is that a work office or a home office?
It's a home office, actually means that there are secoids right around it. So.
Right. I'm
that
office
kind
girl.
Of office. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. But it's good. Good to have your electronics of all kinds around you. So, tell me more about you.
Well, I started doing phone sex actually a couple of years ago, part-time when I was college, and I just found that I really enjoyed it. And so I stuck with it and decided to take it full-time.
Wow. So, you know, I wasn't sure how to introduce you to Escatel by my suave, tell me more about you. So you are a professional, full-time phone sex... are you a therapist? Would you call yourself a therapist?
I don't have any formal therapy education, but...
You don't need to. Therapy, it's not like being a psychologist. You're not a clinical psychologist. You're not even any kind of psychologist. You're a therapist. There can be all kinds of therapists. Massage therapists and hypnotherapists and...
Spank therapists.
Yeah, spank therapists.
Anal.
It's spank therapists. But
I think
certainly...
You consider me an anal therapist.
You are an anal therapist? Really? Are you a penis therapist?
Most of my calls are actually femdom, so I do deal with a lot of people who are very conflicted about their fetishes, and actually, like, Stefan there with his penis issue.
Penis therapy is important.
A lot of guys that
important.
Can't say penis.
That's so weird.
I know.
Penis.
Well, it just shows the power of the word.
I guess I remember being like 14 years old and having trouble with some words. Like, I used to be
still have trouble
no,
with that
cunt,
word.
No, cunt, cunt,
cunt, cunt. You know, but trouble in a way stirs up feelings. There's something about something that's taboo that makes it exciting.
And the opposite of that, Susan, is of course
so
when
much
I,
more powerful.
The opposite of that, Susan, is guys that go around and go to the cash register at the grocery store and go, I have a penis.
Yeah.
Penis. Want to see my penis?
Penis, penis. I got a penis.
I'm going to
start saying that about my cunt.
Most of those guys most of those guys are in trouble.
I got a lot of offers that way. I got a cunt.
Small world.
You know, you do very well with that.
I could pull
much
it
better
out.
Than the guy talking to me.
If anyone wants to give me a reality show, I'll do that stuff for real. I got a cunt.
But you have to be paid for it.
Yes.
You want a reality show. You're not going to just do it. Like, no. These guys are walking around saying, I have a penis.
No, because when I'm all blushing and embarrassed, then I'll be like, I'm on this reality show.
Exactly. That dissipates the embarrassment.
It does. Cunt. I have a cunt.
Yeah, you're a celebrity. If it's just you doing it, sticking your neck out. But, you know, it does. I think this there's so many celebrities now. We're all celebrities. We all go and Twitter.
Yes.
And we all can show off our sexual kookiness and make it into something exciting, and we get to be exhibitionists, and it's embarrassing. You know, we look at it later, we go, oh, God, did I write that? Oh, I was drunk. Oh!
But they had one of them recently.
But my followers increased.
Well, I lost 10.
Maybe. What do you think, Sabrina? Do your followers increase when you Twitter sex?
Definitely. Anytime that I start posting about sessions or anything that I think is too raunchy or too embarrassing and I sit there thinking about retracting it or thinking about not even posting it, that's always when the follower counts jump and I start getting all the friendly little messages from all the little perverts. Oh, I love that so much. We can make a video.
I have just realized how Twitter is going to bring out the exhibitionist in all of us more than ever.
You know, they just passed.
It's less involved than blogging, much less commitment.
They legalized Twitter from the Senate floor, by the way. In an enactment rule.
You can't Twitter
no
on
Twittering
the
on the Senate floor. It's still legal on the House floor.
Politicians love to Twitter.
It's crazy.
It's, I don't know.
Did they have a problem with intersexing?
Well,
I think
you know,
it was talking
knows?
Shit on bills as they were happening.
You know, I mean, with Twitter, it could be anything. They could be politicking. They could be Twitter sexing. Twatting.
Definitely
that's
twatting.
What Stephen Kurt called twatting. He says, you know, somebody says, are you on Twitter? And he goes, well, I have it. Except he hasn't twatted since, like, last year.
He's a poser twatter.
Ah,
twatter poser.
Yeah.
The
man needs to get more twat in his life.
Yeah.
More twats in life.
We should Twitter him and tell him he doesn't twat enough.
So you not only do phone, you do web.
Yes, I do. That was actually something that I was really hesitant about for a very long time. And then I just finally said, one day, well with it.
Yeah. No. Got a spot, you know.
Hey.
You have a great body. You know, you look great. You sound great. You know, why not use it all?
Well, thank you. What it really came down to was almost a dare that I'd made for myself to try to force myself to get deeper in and just explore and hold nothing back.
Yeah. So, how long have you been doing webcam?
I've actually only been doing webcam for about a year now.
And what have you discovered about your sexual self?
It's definitely gotten me a lot more in touch with my exhibitionistic side. And I've always been very much into tease and denial and all that goes along with that. The,
of course,
the visual teasing, the auditory teasing, using fetishes against them.
Tease and denial.
She has a great voice, by the way.
Oh, God, yes.
I'm like floating along on her voice.
Yes. I'm playing with my penis.
I love it.
Penis.
Whoa.
The tease and denial, she says, and I feel this
tease
and denial
of the penis. It's not every day that happens.
No. No. Well, you sound like you're a seductress, that's for sure. And, of course, it does make me feel as though the new age of webcam and Twitter is a lot of tease and denial. A lot of tease and denial. And that's why often you feel like, what did I just accomplish?
Can I...
Go ahead, brother.
That's really an interesting conversation, what's going on with the technology. But I do want to bring up something that's really frank, and that is that young children are sending out pictures of themselves
their boyfriends, and these children, these girls mainly.
She's just being very quiet.
No.
Oh,
oh,
you can't hear me?
You can't hear me?
Oh, it's the same
can
here.
I don't understand why.
He's probably
but...
saying some deliciously naughty
things. He really is.
I don't understand
why.
We
gotta work this out.
Can you, hold on, can you hear me now? No, can't hear
and
me.
And this is the engineer.
I'm the engineer.
You'll have to wait a second so he can finish the story.
I have to say it anyway. It's on,
right.
Okay.
So hang on a second, Sabrina.
A lot of children now. Yeah, under 18 years old, are sending out pictures of their girlfriends and their boyfriends.
Some of them are not exactly children. They're teenagers.
Well,
they're teenagers.
So
they're sending pictures to their
boyfriends. They're sending pictures. These children
are being prosecuted.
Are being charged with child pornography.
Right.
They're being tried.
Amazing.
Children are being charged with child pornography?
Yeah. Because
this
sending pictures of themselves.
This is a serious...
What?
Yes, because they're sending pictures of themselves.
It's not child pornography. It's a picture of yourself.
Yes, it is, darling.
Here's the tragedy. These children, when they're convicted, not to serve time, but they have to register the rest of their lives as sex offenders.
Really? This has happened? Stuff.
Yes, this
I
is happening.
I haven't heard of any of these.
Yes.
Can I?
It's outrageous.
Can we post them on a website, a list, maybe?
Yeah, there's a great movement against this. This is not something that we can do. You know. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there.
All right, you threw that in there.
Yeah.
So, we're against that.
It's not just that light.
Also, there's another movement, the way that's equally stupid, and in fact, maybe more stupid. And it's not in effect at all. But there's somebody in Massachusetts State Assembly want to make it illegal for an over 60 to take pornographic pictures of themselves.
What?
Or any anything.
You know, because I would get behind that bill. No,
because
just
elder porn is done,
it's done in
senior citizen homes. Right.
Oh.
Anyway. It's not right.
It's so weird how, like, things get super liberal for a minute, like in the 60s and 70s,
uh-huh.
and then everything, like, implodes on itself and gets, like, ultra-conservative.
Right, because the thing that took place of religion in the 70s was this sensitivity. We had sensitivity training, and feminism is all, the great anti-sex feminism is about sensitivity. It's like treating everyone as children of the state.
Yeah.
And that's the side of liberalism that sucks. That's what makes you want to vote for Ron Paul. Anyway, ba-dum-bum, Sabrina. Hello?
I was actually reading about the no grant porn bill earlier this morning and thinking, there goes my retirement plan.
Right. Yeah, see? You know, why shouldn't there be older women
sad.
Sex?
You know why that makes me most sad is because I feel like it's just the first in a string of that we have all the child bans,
and then
you open the door to the senior citizen bans.
Yeah, they're making senior citizens into children.
Yeah,
one
you
know, more
now you can't drink,
way.
And now you can't drive, and now you can't, and it's like you got
awful.
These two polar
poles. Because censorship never stops.
It's so scary.
Makes me
and
feel
what's
bad
really
for granny porn.
That there's so many older men that are desperate to have somebody their age so that they can see and talk to. In that sexual way.
Sure. I mean, there's all kinds
there's
of people
so
that...
few women that age that are doing cam.
Oh. Well, anyway, it's not a law. We don't have to worry about it too much. Just somebody brought it up.
We should be covering these things, though, and letting people know when there's issues like this.
Well, I just did that.
Yeah, well,
right.
We should...
So you should more that, then.
We should post it on the site. That's the second to post on.
But then you're caught.
I'm going to Twitter both of them.
We got to
Twitter,
them.
Twitter, both of them. The child pornography thing is outrageous. That these kids have to be, registered.
140 characters.
I know.
This in 140. I would have find a tough. This is where radio comes in. Okay. Sabrina, so where are you from originally?
I'm actually originally from Boston, and yes, I went to Catholic school.
Oh.
It's Catholic school night.
It is.
Unbelievable.
I should have worn my uniform.
And coming up on Easter is a really Catholic holiday.
I don't think the Protestants really know what to do on Easter, because Easter is so full of miracles. I mean, there's the miracle of Jesus being resurrected from dead.
What does that mean? Wait, are you calling me a prostitute?
And Mary.
I mean, prostitute.
A Protestant. Oh, my God, that's hilarious. I didn't mean a prostitute.
Are you calling me a Protestant?
It means the same fucking thing to me.
No, I'm just saying, Christians, and I don't know what Protestant means, or prostitute.
Why, because I looked your way?
Yes, and you go, Protestants, I don't know what to do with Easter.
They wear bonnets.
You can't be Christian and not make Easter's more important than Christmas. Easter is everything to Christians.
Huh. The rebirth.
It is the thing that is the basis of our entire religion.
And we have
3 minutes. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Good thing.
Sabrina.
Don't start religion
until
the end.
Call us next week. It's going to be our anniversary, and we'll talk about Easter, which will be the next day, okay?
Oh, definitely. I'll wear my uniform.
All right. Because we have more to talk about with you. Okay. We love you. Sabrina Morgan. Follow her on Twitter and more.
And
all the way into
me.
Grannyhood. She's going to see her whole life.
Retirement plan.
Okay. So, there we go. Now, do we have somebody else for 1 minute?
Yes, we have someone.
Stanley from New York is on line 3.
Go ahead.
Hi, Stanley. Hello, Stanley.
Goodbye.
Stanley, we only have 3 minutes anyway. Okay.
Stanley's gone.
You're ruining my ending.
2 minutes. Okay.
Okay, and then there's Robert McQueen. I can't talk to him. Okay.
All right.
Robert, talk to you next week. It'll be our anniversary. We're going to have an anniversary show next week, 17 years. And it's Passover and Easter week. Oh, my goddess. We are coming into that. The whole Dionysian craziness. We're going to have a Seder this day. I feel funny that we're not going to do it on the radio, but we should kind of record it. Have a Seder. Talk about freedom. Freedom. It's freedom.
I read the wiki page about Seders today so that I could come to, yesterday actually, so I could come to understand the different parts of it. It was very complicated. It's a very complicated holiday.
It's
I don't
beautiful.
Know how true you're going to stick to the game plan.
You know, everybody sticks to this and that and not other things, and you have to pick and choose. It has to be a smorgasbord. That's the nature of the Seder, because there's so many little laws and so many little customs, and you can't do it all. You just can't.
Right.
And some are contradicted. So, I mean, the whole idea of freedom, how to express that. You know, freedom from slavery.
Through a very regimented dinner plan.
You got to go.
We got 30 seconds.
We're going to have freedom from this show in a moment. So,
so
I want you to be good, be happy. Try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. Celebrate freedom this week and make, like bonobos, not make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is
need to talk
your
with
penis.
Someone about something you talk about with anyone else. You can talk to us.
Bye.
Venus.
I'm Dr. Susan
Venus.
Your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapy, just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.